Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Georg Philipp Telemann never studied composition. He taught himself how to write music. Turns out that's not so unusual. A lot of composers taught themselves. As a kid, Edward Elgar wrote music for a play that members of his family put on to entertain each other. Elgar never had any music instruction other than instrument lessons, but he wound up making a very good living as a composer. When Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov was in the Russian Naval Academy, he met up with Mili Balakirev, ringleader of a group of Russian composers. Rimsky-Korsakov thought that Balakirev had taught him how to compose, but after he was hired to teach composition at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, Rimsky-Korsakov suddenly realized how little he actually knew about it. So he got some books and studied hard, always managing to keep just one lesson ahead of what he was teaching his students. After he'd gotten started on his composing career, Francis Poulenc got a few pointers about writing music from his piano teacher, but Poulenc was mostly self-taught. African-American composer Scott Joplin was the son of a freed slave. Joplin figured out how to play the piano all by himself, and he also figured out how to write piano rags. Scott Joplin did eventually take college classes in music so that he could fulfill his dream of writing an opera. When American composer Amy Beach was 3 years old, she taught herself to read. When she was 4, she started writing piano pieces in her head. Finally, Amy Beach went to a composition teacher, but all he did was show her how to teach herself by studying the work of other great composers. Someone else who believed in studying the work of other great composers was Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach learned composition from his family members. He came from a long line of musicians who handed down the profession from father to son. But the concerto was pretty new in Bach's day, so he taught himself to write concertos by studying Antonio Vivaldi's music. Twentieth-century Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos was a big Bach fan. When Villa-Lobos was a kid, his father took him to concerts and quizzed him about the music he was listening to. What are those instruments? Who wrote that piece? Eventually, Villa-Lobos became fascinated with Brazilian folk music and ran off to perform with street musicians. Then, Villa-Lobos found a connection between Brazilian music and Johann Sebastian Bach. He wrote a whole set of pieces based on that connection. By the time George Gershwin finally got around to taking composition lessons, he was in his mid-20s, and he was already famous for writing popular songs, which he figured out how to do all by himself. There's a story that Gershwin asked two famous composers, Maurice Ravel and Igor Stravinsky, if he could study with them. But they both said no because they really liked his music and thought he was doing just fine without their help. And of course, someone else who started writing music as a kid without the help of composition lessons was this month's composer, Georg Philipp Telemann. That's the Jig from Georg Philipp Telemann's Suite in D. Next week on Classics for Kids, the jig is up. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for a program of jigs next time on Classics for Kids.